Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Welcome to the first broadcast for February 3, 2020. We have a guest tonight that all you folks always look forward to. We're going to bring up Deborah Tavares in a few minutes, but I have several announcements to make in the first place, so please don't go away. Several announcements to make, and then we're going to bring up Deborah Tavares. But I want to start out by telling you that we're going to have Bible study this coming Wednesday because for the last 2 weekends we got messed up because of freezing rain and snow. We're going to have Bible study this Wednesday. I know it's the middle of the week. I can't help it. We got behind. We got to catch up. But you can watch us if you want to on PastorButch.com. Go to live stream starting 11:30 a.m. Eastern. And there we will be with current events. And a Bible study will start entitled The Sacred Duty of Bearing Arms. That's right. The Sacred Duty of Bearing Arms. And you want to hear that this Wednesday. At least the first part of it. But you can watch, I guess it's hit on PastorButch.com on live stream. By the way, on Pastor Butch, it's growing every day by leaps and bounds. And our webmistress, is doing such a wonderful job. Liz is doing a wonderful job. We've added to this a discussion forum. Now, folks, I'm not much on computers. I do what I can. But if you want to contact me, if you want to sign up and talk to me and other people out there, you're welcome to do that. We will talk about different things that you may have questions about, and I do my best to keep up with it once in a while. I cannot promise you all the time. But if you go to PastorBush.com, and you'll find the forum on there. I'm trying to find exactly where, but anyway, you can find it on there, and we'll talk about some things together if you want to. And I hope you'll use it for that reason. I really do. And if you're listening tonight on shortwave, you're listening because Melody Seastrom is paying for 6115. You can call her if you like. 800-375-4188. Thank you for the program if you like it. And ask her about how to prepare for the future financially. Again, like I said, we're having church this Wednesday morning. You can call and listen to our teachings at 515-606-5830. That's 515-606-5830. And then hit the code 895-509. I'll be announcing this again tomorrow night too, so if you didn't get it tonight, I'll announce again. We are offering, of course, the book still, The Grand Design Exposed. Folks, I'm telling you right now that if you want the truth about this nation's founding and what was going on behind the scenes, you need to get this book. Now, I don't agree with all of it, I'll be quite honest with you, but I've seen a lot of the truth in that book that's come to pass. $12.95 delivered to your door. If you want the truth, you order. If you don't just ignore it. But it's that important. And, of course, we're still offering REM sleep. Folks, the REM sleep went up $3 a bottle, $27.95. It'll go up $30 probably at the end of this month. But $27.95, we kept the price down $3 for REM sleep. If you have trouble resting at night, this is not a drug. This will not knock you out. This is a natural supplement that will help you relax and sleep peacefully. This is anywhere from 1 month to 3 months supply. It depends how many you want to use. $27.95, that includes shipping. Of course, we're offering all the flags yet. The Christian flag that every believer should be flying somewhere on their property. If nothing else, hanging in the front window of their home. The Christian flag. And we have the colonial flag. The Don't Tread on Me flag. Yes, and the Christian flag. I call it Christian flag because that's what it was. St. Andrew's Cross, the Confederate flag. All those. $15 a piece and a couple of dollars shipping. And if you would like to get all of them, it'd be $13 a piece, a couple of dollars shipping. So it'd save you some money. If you want all four of them or mix and match them, it's up to you. We have donor box now on the site. PayPal is gone because I messed up on the system. Donor box is there now if you want to donate by the website, and folks, we do appreciate it. You'll find donate buttons atop the page, bottom of the page, everywhere if you want to help. And we give away this past month no food and no water filter because no one wrote to us that they need it. If you're in need of a case of food, don't be ashamed. Write and tell us that. Or a Berkey water filter, folks. We offer the Berkey because it's the best gravity-fed filter, bar none, by test. I can prove that. And we have a new amount of food, a case of food we send out once a month. Anybody might need it, just write and tell me at the ministry. Call Lisa tomorrow at 800-777-4403 and get her address. All right? We're offering the book, Cremation is a Christian. It's $5, folks. That's just enough to pay post and get it out to you. And we're adding back in the line, Backyard Medicine. Backyard Medicine is 200 some pages long of full color pictures of what's genuine around your house, no matter where you live, that you can use for food or medicine. Backyard Medicine, $19.95. Delivered. Backyard Medicine, folks, will absolutely. Oh, it's astounding what's around you to eat that our God give us. And one more thing, I want to welcome to our lineup tonight, Huntsville, Alabama. WBXR 101.3 FM, 1140 AM. I'm glad you joined us. I'm so glad you listened to us on that station. I hope you enjoyed the program. Hope you contact us if you liked it. If you like what you hear, let us know. Again, Huntsville, Alabama, WBXR 101.3 FM, 1140 AM. Welcome to the lineup, Mike. It's good to have you. We got several more stations I want to mention to you, but not right now. I'll do that to bomb the hour. We're going to go to our guest now because Deborah Tavares is a walking encyclopedia of knowledge, folks. This woman works hard at trying to expose things to us. Every time I have on the program, she blows my mind with more information. And I know she does yours, too. Now, I'm not going to interrupt you very much at all. Now, I'm going to turn her loose, let her go. The bomb of the hour after the break, I'm going to announce more stations. I'll be playing our broadcast on weekends, but do that to bomb the hour. So let's go to our guest now, Deborah Tavares. Deborah, welcome to the program tonight. And for the new listeners, give me a review very quickly of who Deborah Tavares is.
Right, okay. I run the website stopthecrime.net and also primarywater.org. Essential to go to stopthecrime.net, go to our video YouTube channel and hit the bell notification because we are posting rapidly now as we descend more rapidly into evil beyond words. I started out as a self-employed family business operator with my family in building and construction and discovered years ago about the smart meters and the intention of electrification of the global grid. I have been following the documents within the cities and the counties for decades, and as a result, came to realize what the intentions were and how UN Agenda 21, 2030, 2035, 40, every single year, the United Nations intentions are written within our city and building codes everywhere throughout the United States. And I want to state this right out the top because many people are under the illusion that the United States did not sign on to the Paris Peace Accord. There was never the need to because the United States is fully engaged in implementing the United Nations policies in your town. My local here in Northern California where I am is your local too. And the various ways in which we are being absolutely taken down is astounding. I'm I'm going to read to you something that my husband and I, who travel all over the world and have been literally taking note of the enormity of the weather modification programs and the rollout of 5G and the rollout of all the frequencies on this battlefield called Earth. We're all the enemy. And before I realized that we were the enemy, I thought we had a government, that we could vote for change. And so, therefore, before I knew, I did not know. And it was when I learned that we are a corporation, and I would recommend everybody listen to the video that we have up called Who's Running America and the CAP, C-A-P. You can, more importantly, go to stopthecrime.net, go to our video YouTube channel, and just start listening to the most recent postings that we have up. These are many books. The website is very broad, very deep. It covers many, many topics, and it's full of whistleblower documents that we've been given over the years, certainly lots of military documents, etc. And because we don't feel that we have the time to have people stumble around on a website that is so deep and broad, and certainly with a vocabulary that's beyond most people's inability to comprehend what's being said, sadly, we've put together basically a cliff note type of approach with our YouTube videos. And we have many, many videos. Those are our books. Those are the chapters in the books of the website. So we just posted a video a couple of hours ago. We're posting almost daily now because of the enormity of what we all face. Now, a little more about me. Here in Northern California, about 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge, we certainly have had several years of fires. We've been burned out. We recently discovered in our local media that living outside of the city growth boundaries is now going to be illegal. And what that is, it's think of a line around your city that indicates the extent or the circle around your city that includes your city only. If you're outside of that line, you are considered to be unsustainable and sprawl, and that is illegal. What we are finding here is that services are no longer going to be provided, such as fire, police, or emergency support. We're having to pay separately over and above what we've paid in the past for fire, for example. But that is only engaging with people in the WUI, that's the Wildlands Urban Interface, for evacuations only. I can tell you last October and November of 2019, we were suffering massive blackouts where the power was shut off by our utility company that is run by Rothschild, as your company is as well. And not only were fires started, we have a video up, most important to watch it. It's called Fires. This is War. I would really highly recommend that you share this far and wide, because you will see the use of directed energy weapons right before your eyes in this video. I won't describe more other than to say it's a diabolical reality that we're in, with the methodology now being used by weather weapons, floods, fires, hurricanes, winds, droughts, restriction of water, and so forth, that are literally going to force us into what I've always referred to as kill cities. And we've had a video up for a very long time called Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller. And what we must understand is the consolidation within these electronic grid structures called cities. Not only are they to incarcerate us with is the inability to travel out of these zones, but it is also a way in which the bioweapons of viruses and other weaponized biolaboratory created diseases will be utilized on all of us. It's also a way in which to create earthquakes and dam inundation. In other words, cities have generally reservoirs because that is how the water is moved about on the surface. And I highly recommend all of you get to StopTheCrime.net, listen to the 5-part video YouTube series that we posted when we were in London some months ago about the purpose of the dams. But I want to read this to you and have everybody just listen very, very carefully. Land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset, controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, therefore contributes to social injustice. Now, this was a report from the United Nations Habitat One conference in 1976. Now, you can read this again. It's the very last frame in the video we have up called Fires. This is War. What is most important to understand is that we are literally being confined now within cities. And we are in massive, massive criminal realities now set up on us. Certainly, we have to acknowledge the effect of what secret societies have done and the war on humanity that secret societies have perpetrated on all of us, the deception, the destruction, and, of course, the death. And we're facing terrorism now, and it's severe organized international criminal and criminality used against all of us. And we're seeing electronic torture of individuals now with the rollout of 5G and the fact that people will not survive the rollout, not just only of 5G, but the rollout that has long since happened with the smart meters. This is all part of a frequency of death and brain entrainment, mind control network that is being established now to literally reconstruct who we are as human beings. We're talking about nano particulates in the air and the water and the food supply. And we're going to be releasing the final two parts of a series we did tomorrow and the following day. So again, I cannot urge you more than to go to StopTheCrime.net to understand what we do face. So all systems of government, all agencies have been taken over, and we, in fact, are the enemy. I have a number of recent videos where I go before our local county board of supervisors, and I certainly express what's happening. Now, what's happening here in Northern California, again, our local is your local, too. There is nowhere to escape. I must say that first of all. Do not think, oh, poor California. I'm glad I'm not in California. Where you are is also under mass attack as well. Your water supply is going to be greatly reduced. It's happening now under the pretext that we are running out of water. We are not. So, again, I have a video up called Primary Water Explained. I hope all of you right now are taking notes. If you do not have a pen and paper out, I would recommend that you run and grab one at the next break and start writing some of this information, because I can't say everything I would like to in one show, and I know, Pastor Butch, you can appreciate that, but I can only say that what we face is beyond our wildest of imaginations. And in order to harden up in any way at all with what we face, it's going to be very important to understand what we face, and that's what we describe. We describe through the documents that are already rolled out in our cities and towns everywhere in USA Inc. We are a corporation. So we have artificial wireless technologies, which, of course, are microwaves And we know that this damages and destroys all biological life on Earth. I just discovered today that the EPA is now allowed to use a toxin as a spray for farming benefits that kills the bees. It's being brought back online. You can take a look at that information for yourselves. But it would be certainly a way in which that falls in line with the executive order from the current president of this United States, where the executive order is bringing in the requirement for GMO and bio food. I don't know if you were aware of that. But in talking to truckers across the country, private trucking firms are going out of business. They can't afford to haul. Gasoline prices are escalating because gas, fuel, petroleum, fossil fuels, they call it fossil fuels. Our petroleum, of course, never did come from dead dinosaurs. We have a video up about that. It's called Origins of Oil by Colonel Fletcher Prouty. Prouty, I would urge you, go to our videos. We put these in the videos so you can actually tap on these as we discuss this. And we face such a diabolical reality that hardening up now in any way that we can is a necessity. I tell people, because I used to live on a boat, that my father would outfit the boat when we would cross large crossings. We crossed from France to Spain, for an example, and that was called the Bay of Biscay. And on our boat charts back in the 60s and 70s, under the Bay of Biscay, it said graveyard of ships. So with that being what we were told existed out there, we outfitted the boat with all kinds of equipment should we end up in a squall or a storm and we get washed overboard, or worse, we might have to abandon our sailboat. We had to have equipment, life rafts, lights, food, water, etc. Those were in the days when we did not have the kinds of communication devices that we now have. But we're on dry land now, and we need tools unlike ever before in order to survive. And if you are on a well in the country and the power goes out and there is a fire or an extended blackout, many people are not prepared to access the water in their well, and they must be prepared to access the water in the well, because we were able to stay and not evacuate during the recent evacuations here in Northern California, because we planned in advance. Our community had additional holding tanks for water. We had pumps. We had generators. We had fire hoses. We set up sprinklers on our roofs. Again, go to stopthecrime.net. You can watch a meeting that we held locally that talked about the various types of hardening up that is recommended now for your homes if you are in a fire area, and most of the country is, even though you may not have experienced the kinds of fires that you've witnessed all over the world, not just only in California, but in Washington, in Canada, in South America, in Russia, in Greece, even in Ireland, where it is wet most of the time. There have been out-of-control fires. There have been increasing blackouts. Now, the deliberate turning off of your power is a plan to scare you all into accepting microgrids. Microgrids are grids that your local United Nations personnel, all the people that are in office, are psyopsed. They're all working for the United Nations. Many of you, of course, realize that the United States was bankrupted in 1933, and we were taken over by the IMF, the International Bankers, and the United Nations. And so what has happened now is we have meetings. In fact, I show one on my YouTube video channel most recently of such a meeting that is called a Delphi meeting. It's a controlled meeting where all of our cities are hiring consultants to host the meetings. And they're very restrictive. And you'll see an example of that on my YouTube video channel. It's just a recent post, and it's called Total control, all systems rigged. And I would certainly recommend you watch that. It's, I just posted that a few days ago. It's only 5 minutes. Again, I don't feel we have the time to waste any longer to spend time on trying to figure the depths of it out or the long way back history of things either. I will go on to say, of course, that not only do we have fake governments, we have fake leaders, we have fake media, fake courts, fake justice, fake currency, fake borders. We have fake food shortages, fake water shortages, and we have fake lakes that make quakes. And this is referring to the reservoir systems that have been constructed. These are now going to be used as weapons, as most of the current infrastructure will be, to again, create further chaos. There are many documents out that I have posted about the infrastructure being built under specifications and architectural and engineering designs prior to there being, as they call it, climate change. We know that climate change is weather weapons. And for those that discuss climate change as not being real, it is real. It is absolutely very real. And when it's suggested that we're climate deniers, it's most important to flip that around and say, no, no, we're not denying the climate, but you are denying the use of weather weapons. We have to flip this. We are now in a language barrier that prevents us from getting the words out to correct the indoctrinated narrative that we're hearing everybody else say. Our kids now that are now in school, and I like to call it school, because our children, sadly, are being indoctrinated into believing that all of us, the older generation, the baby boomer generation, has brought the end of earth upon them. Many of them are weeping on the days that they walk out of school, saying that we have to do more immediate work to stop the weather from changing. They really only believe the narrative of 10 years left before there is no turning this around. And they do believe that we brought this upon them, that it is our fault. We are now breeding children that are psychologically unbalanced. They fear for the extent of life that they'll have on this earth because they're told we have catapulted them in to the end of times. So I can only encourage those of you that are able, get your kids out of school immediately. It is a very dangerous place to be. Many of you may have heard, of course, this is intended for your state too, but California no longer allows exemptions for vaccinations. We know that vaccinations have human diploid in them, that's human tissue. We also discussed what Dr. Jeffrey Bradstreet discovered when he was looking at 100 autistic children and studying them. He found a third DNA marker, and he found that it was human tissue. And when we get on the other side of the break,
hang on to the break. Yes. Look, back to the break. We'll give you a list of more stations we'll be playing on this Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor. a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
All righty, folks, we are back. I'm going to get back real quick and give you the stations we'll be airing on this weekend starting Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. So please make notes of this. You won't get it all, but it'll be on our website and also on our email headlines also. But this is where we'll be airing starting this Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. KSPO in Spokane, Washington. KTBI in Wenatchee and Central Washington, KYAH in Yakima, Washington, KFIO in Spokane, KGDN in Pasco, Richland, Kennewick, Walla Walla, and Northeastern Oregon, KTBI in Moses Lake, Ephrata, Soap Lake, KYAH, Yakima and Lower Yakima Valley, KFIO, Northern Idaho and Southwest Washington and Idaho. KTBI, 50,000 watts, folks. That'll cover a huge chunk of territory. KFIO is a 25,000-watt station that covers Idaho and Montana. KYAK is 10,000 watts. That covers Yakima, Ellensburg, and South Central Washington. So 11 stations. Thanks to Tom Reed, we'll be putting us up at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time with tonight's broadcast, and I'll pick a broadcast one out of three every week, Monday through Wednesday. I'll pick one broadcast up per week. It'll be aired at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time on all these stations. Let us know if you hear us. Let us know what you think. You can call us at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. And I'm in the office between 9 and 4 Eastern every Thursday, except on rare occasions. I'm here to take phone calls personally between 9 and 4 on Thursdays Eastern time. So let me hear from you. Now back to our guest tonight, Deborah Tavares. She's really not a guest. She's part of the family, folks. She's been with me a lot over a lot of years and has uncovered so much. And she's just getting started tonight. Now we're not taking phone calls tonight because obviously Deborah has a lot to talk about. So Deborah, you go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Butch. So for everyone that is listening, again, I highly recommend you go to stopthecrime.net, go to our video YouTube channel, subscribe to our channel, and hit the bell button. That way you'll be notified as we roll out more videos. We're rolling out videos almost every other day now because of the enormity of all of the issues that we all face. And we're in hopes that some of this information will allow those of you that are listening and understand the enormity of the problem that you live in, that there are things you must do to harden up immediately, and we talk about that. But I wanted to talk about why fires are burning so hot so rapidly. and why the trees are now burning from the inside out. We have been pummeled for decades and decades now with the aerosol spraying program of many types of spraying components, but certainly strontium, barium, and aluminum, which is highly combustible. Sadly, this has all fallen down on the ground. The trees have taken up these metals within the root structures and have prevented the trees now from getting the nutrients that they need in order to survive and take up the water when there's not a drought that they need also to survive. This is why there are millions upon millions of trees dying within the United States and worldwide. You'll notice that the falsified PSYOPs is plant trees. We need to plant trees. There's no point in planting trees in a toxic environment where even the new trees are dying and not flourishing. And that's why it's so important to go to the video we have up, Fires, This Is War. We are being intentionally burned up. We cover the fact that the trees have had a heavy uptake of metal. And that is a sad reality. Trees are like people. We have clogged arteries, and we die when our arteries get clogged. The same thing is happening with the trees. The government knows this. They've been hiding the enormity of the dead trees, blaming the death of all living things on too many people using too much stuff and causing climate change, when in fact we're being poisoned on every single level. Water is going to be increasingly important for everyone to get to. I talk about primary water, and getting to primary water, again, go to primarywater.org. Understand, water is a renewable. We are the water planet. You can get to water almost anywhere by drilling for it, and you don't even have to drill deep. Again, go to Primary Water Explained. Understand, those of you that are listening that are on wells, you must get to primary water with your wells. You must. And provide additional holding tanks for water, etc. We're going to need to band together in order to survive a little bit longer in this premeditated takedown that we all now face. I want to read this because I think that many people have missed this in one of John F. Kennedy's most famous speeches. Many of us, of course, are aware of the speech where he spoke about we're opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. He told us and warned us then on infiltration instead of invasion. We have that. On subversion instead of elections. We have subversion. Elections are fake. It's an illusion. Also on intimidation instead of free choice. That's what we also face. On guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. And it is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Now, what we did not tie together, or at least many of us did not, was the parallel talk that he gave, wherein he said, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we as people are inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. And down in that speech, he said this, there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to their very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official in my administration, whether his rank be high or low, civilian, military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. we have fallen into that. We have fallen into secret societies taking secret oaths. Many people sadly believe when they see elected officials that we think are elected hold up their hand and take an oath. We believe that they're taking an oath to the Constitution. They are not. They have all taken oaths to secret societies who are running the autopilot policies through all our cities, villages, states, countries, nations, everywhere worldwide. So let's talk a little bit about secret societies. I highly recommend that all of you either watch the video, the report from Iron Mountain, or download the document itself that is different than the video, but both are good to watch. You'll discover in the report from Iron Mountain that was released only a couple of months after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, that that report discusses the plan to create mass pollution of the air, water, and food and call it global warming and climate change. And also that report discusses the annual reduction of the population and how that is necessary. Now, back in the early 60s when this report came out, and Johnson then, who was president, said that this report was a hoax. It was never, ever a hoax. And it has been rolling forward. And most important to understand how secret societies interact with all of this, here's just a partial list. And what I found also interesting was the condemnation of various people during various times and against the warnings of secret societies. And one such warning came from Pope Clement the 12th, and he condemned Freemasonry and secret societies. Quote, he says, "We have resolved and decreed to condemn and forbid such societies called Freemasonic. We condemn and forbid them by this our present constitutions, which is to be considered valid forever." This was back in 1730, the concern of secret societies. Now let's discuss what some of these societies are so that you know how you're being ramrodded through your cities, through those that are, many of which are mind controlled, many of which certainly have been threatened, or that they have been blackmailed. We're talking about city officials that interface with all of us. They're mind controlled. They're potentially involved with secret societies. There's a very important information to look up. You can type in your search bar the word S-A-L-V-I, Slavia. S-A-L-V-I. She is exposing from an insider's view of what it was like to flee from the Illuminati family after she saw what was happening under the Vatican, sadly, with the murder and sacrifice of a child under the Vatican. You can read that for yourself. But here's a list of some of the secret societies, and of course, this is just a partial list. This is what is running America. The Freemasonry, the Freemason Lodges, Elks, Moose, and Eagle, the Golden Dawn, the Illuminati, the Jesuits. The Jesuits also are thought today as to be the secret police for the Vatican. They go on to say Council of Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, the Bohemian Club, the Assassins, Knights of Templar, the Mafia, Majestic and Avery, and the Aquarius. Now, I have an Aquarius operations briefing on StopTheCrime.net. You can type it in the search bar, Aquarius operations briefing. Understand that that secret society was fully intent on deploying wireless technology for mass mind control. That document discusses how people would not realize that they were being controlled and how individual assassins could be created to implement terrorism and kill people within our cities. We're seeing that happening now, the Aquarius operations briefing. We know Opus Dei, the Order of the Skull and Bones, of which we know George Bush was part of that, the Round Table, the Mormons, and Knights of Malta. So everything that you're hearing here is true. true, and you have to ask yourself, why would these organizations that are so powerful allow us to read their publications? And that is because they also must allow us to read their publications. They must disclose what they are doing. That is a requirement. And also, they figure that it's so highly sensitive that most people would not be able to comprehend this information. And so it is ignored, and it frightens people in general. It's just our human nature to be frightened by this kind of conversation. So secret societies and secret oaths, and secret proceedings have wrecked our legal system, our governments, our schools, our families, our economies, our currency, our lives, our countries, and our nations. And what makes a brotherhood secret is its practice, its membership lists, its initiation rites, decrees, oaths, lack of morality or concern for the very life on earth itself. So I would recommend that everyone read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's a quick read. It's just over 40 pages. That's a free download, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And ask yourself, how many reasons have you already invented to reassure yourself that none of this is true? Ask yourself that right now, because I will tell you, no one asked me to ask myself that, and I wished they had, because I didn't understand why I would confront what I thought I was confronting leadership on many levels, school boards, etc., why no action was being taken. And I was told by all the activists in my area, well, just fight harder, do a better 3-minute presentation with the limited amount of time that you're given. And I really worked hard. Our group worked hard. We scripted 3-minute conversations that we delivered as if our life depended on it, because we knew it did. But nothing stopped this automatic pilot of rollout. And here's a quote. This is from a head Illuminati. "The most unbelievable thing I have ever experienced in my life is the limitless ignorance and blindness of people." So I, again, want to underscore the reality that we live in. It's coming down very quickly. I can see it happening on steroids here in California, in my local, which is your local, too. I will be posting some more disclosures here within the next few days of also another assault and attack that we face as well. So for those of you, you need to understand, lights out. The power grid is under attack. It's under attack because your utilities across, not only in the United States, but worldwide, are controlled by the Rothschild. The international global grid is out of London. That's why you have the rollout of the smart meters. No matter what your opposition is to that, they'll even cut your power off in the dead of winter if you refuse to have a smart meter. I saw many people in Canada who literally had to have the help of their neighbors in order to survive through the winter, because the frequencies were so disabilitating to them that they could not have a smart meter on their property. Even if they wanted to have the opportunity to have power, they could not. And that this is massively increasing. We know that the smart meters are also part of the weaponization of starting fires. Remotely, your meters can be pulsed, and different types of increased pulsing can be done to individual selected houses as well. What we see happening now is what they call now the microgrids. You're going to be hearing that word. This is very dangerous and a deadly concept, and here is why. The utilities are moving out of the responsibility and culpability of the deferred maintenance that has occurred in the wired infrastructure, all the telephone poles and all of the wired infrastructure throughout the country. They have asset stripped all of that, paid that out to their shareholders, and absconded with the maintenance monies that were never used. Now they're working with your cities and your public works department to dump portions, small portions of the grid in your community into public ownership, where, say, a small town of maybe 50,000, maybe that would be, and this is just an example, maybe that would become a quadrant of four quadrants where there will be solar, there will be wind, and if you're in an area of geothermal, those would be your renewable forms of energy. The grid is being dumped into the public domain where we will now be responsible for the upkeep of a dilapidated system that is not going to survive the increased weaponized assaults. This is said in all the documents that I read about the infrastructure failing worldwide because nothing was built before, as it needs to now be built to withstand the new climate change, severe weather systems that we all face, which is, of course, weaponized technologies. So what has happened with these microgrids, and again, people will beg to have the microgrid rather than to be turned off, their power turned off. This is where self-reliance is going to become increasingly important, because the microgrids are only going to be allowed to have energy that is produced by renewables. Again, the solar, the wind, and again, geothermal, and also wave, tidal wave, ocean wave generation of electricity. This is why you see many aspects of renewables, which are not reliable, again, completely controlled by weaponized technologies. Once they've moved us off onto these small grids, areas in the country which are now illegal to live in. In fact, we're now seeing legislation here locally in Northern California, and it's in your areas as well. It's called the Climate Action Plans, the United Nations. It's also known as the Wildlands Project, where many of you hopefully have seen the map of the Wildlands Project, where we are being prohibited from living outside of the city growth boundaries. And now you can type it in. It's called the WUI, the Wildlands Urban Interface, WUI. If you are living in the WUI, you will be forcibly relocated because they're now being considered to be sprawl and unsustainable. We're simply using too much green, creating too much greenhouse gas emissions, and we are responsible for the accelerated types of weather events we're having because we live in the WUI. They want us out of our cars. That is why they are now eliminating natural gas being built in the new rebuilds here as a result of all of the fires. Our insurance now is being canceled. We have personally and many thousands of people in California, and you will as well, experience mass cancellations. Insurances are all controlled by the international bankers. So what we're seeing now is the limited ability to acquire housing because without finance, if you have financing, you have to have insurance. And the fallback here in California is called the California Fair Plan for insurance coverage. There is absolutely nothing fair about it. It has and offers very little coverage, and many people are having to get a small rider policy. And many single-family homeowners now are paying up to $13,000 per year for a policy that will not allow enough monies to rebuild should something occur and they lose their property. Now, we have been looking at documents here in Northern California. Just as your cities are paying for consultants to come in and create policies that your boards are approving, we have found policies here that talk about the inundation that will occur within our cities. That's why they want us corralled, forcibly incarcerated in the cities. Again, easy virus spreading, certainly more blackouts, and a greater opportunity to hit us with weather systems that will breach the dams, as I mentioned, certainly breach the water systems. We're being sold. Again, we're running out of water. Our city is now spending millions on deploying redundant water systems in the event of earthquakes and liquefaction. And that is a real problem as well. We did a video some time ago. I would certainly hope that all of you would watch it. It is called A Plan to Nuke California. And you can just type that in on our YouTube video channel on stopthecrime.net.
About
again,
3 minutes left, Deborah, about 3 minutes left.
Plan to nuke California. There are plans to nuke the entire country. And I cannot discuss that, of course, entirely in three minutes, but just sign up to stopthecrime.net. We're rolling all this documented information out as quickly as we can. We are all in the same boat. Those of us that are recognizing what we face, it's helpful to form communities and networks within your towns. Find out how you can create an underground network of survivability. That is what you will need going forward. There will be many people that are outside of the thinking of reality. They will be the consequence of that inability to understand the reality. We are being biogenetically altered. We have polymers now in our bodies. When you watch the fourth segment of the videos that I'm rolling out right now, that is explained in great detail. I also cover that as well, and I show you how you can confirm that you have the polymers in your bodies. That third video will roll out likely tomorrow. So again, stay with stopthecrime.net. Go to the YouTube video channel. Please pay attention to our YouTubes, fully documented with complete evidence. This is not our assumption. This is not what we think might happen. This is what is happening to all of us. So I like to say, love the ones you love the most even more, and every single day, live in right conduct. Draw the line in the sand and fully decide what you will not cross, because now your souls are being defined on what you and how you live. And this is the time to now stand up. Don't live in fear. What you hear me discussing, don't be afraid, even though it's scary. I recognize it's scary. I live in and out of truth trauma. It is extremely painful. But I will tell you, it's through the networking of the factual reality that we live in, that we live in freedom, because truth is freedom. It's the lies that are incarcerating us and condemning us to a world of hell. And
absolutely,
that's where we are descending.
And folks, you that will listen to this program at 3 o'clock p.m. on Pacific time this coming Sunday, you'll know why I picked tonight's broadcast. I try to keep my mouth shut when she's on the air because the news is so important. And now you know why I picked this program to be broadcast on 11 stations, even the 50,000-watt blowtorch. Be airing on 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. So I hope you all join us in and let us know what you think about the program once you listen to them. And Deborah Tavares, thank you for your faithfulness to our Father in heaven and for loving us all enough to take your life and spend it warning us and teaching us. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Pastor Butch. And everybody, remember, go to stopthecrime.net, sign up on our video YouTube channel, hit the bell notification, and go to primarywater.org. Understand the beautiful truth of water. When you get to primary water, your intelligence level escalates rapidly.
All right.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you, sis. Talk to you soon. And folks, I'll see you tomorrow night. You'll have a wonderful day tomorrow. And stay the course in Christ. We will win. I read the last chapter. But it's a little way between here and there. So you stay faithful. Good night. Todd, you're...
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve.
OxyC is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.